This was not my American friend. This was before that, before I met him. I'm gonna turn this on because I can't seem to. It's gonna be loud, I apologize. And probably very distracting. Okay, here we go. It's loud. Oh. Try to talk. I'm gonna come. I'll turn it on after. Does make it harder to think, which is nice sometimes. Okay, I'm just gonna. There was this guy that I met. It was after we were just married, my husband and I. And he's Canadian. And he's a paramedic. He was a paramedic. I don't know what he's doing now. So, I mean, immediate appeal. But he was also very kinky and dominant. And he wasn't actually into the medical side of things so much. That was just the hook, I think. But that was okay, worked out well. So we had some fun together for a while. And then this was the spring and summer, and it was the year we were trying to get me pregnant. We're trying to have a baby. So it sounds so strange, I know, to anybody. Anyway, so I was allowed to go over and play with him, with the stipulation that, of course, there was to be absolutely no vaginal sex, because, we did not want. I mean, yeah. I was trying to get pregnant. I was off birth control, right? So no vaginal sex, even with protection, just didn't want to risk it. So that was fine. Lots of other things one can do. But I mean, 'cause he was very, he could be a very cruel, dominant, and I think I know I was using that rule to kind of tease him, because he liked to fuck me, and I knew he couldn't, and so I'm not often bratty, but I was pushing his buttons, and I don't know what I expected would come of that. I mean, what can I say? I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed. So anyway, I was over at his place, and yeah, I was kind of teasing him. He had me naked. And he was sitting in an armchair and had me, I was straddling him, standing, straddling him. And he was he was playing with my tits and, pinching my nipples and things. And he ran his fingers between my legs and found how wet I was and was kind of teasing me about that I was getting so wet. I was kind of teasing him back, like implying that, okay, yeah, I'm really wet, but you can't do anything about it, so we're both fucked. And he was fingering me, getting me all worked up, and then all of a sudden he got his cock out. And he grabbed me with both hands. Each hand pinching a nipple and very, very hard. And he was pulling me down. Dangerously close to his cock, and suddenly it wasn't funny anymore. And I was really scared, and I was fighting him, telling him, "You can't, you can't, you can't." Like, seriously, you can't do this. And I was so scared and flustered that I don't even think I said red. I think I just was suddenly very serious and telling him, "No, you can't do this." And he was laughing at me and saying, "Stop me." And I kept fighting him, but to fight him hurt. He had a really hard grip on both of my nipples, and so every time I fought him to pull away, I was hurting myself, and it was, but I couldn't, and oh, he was teasing me. He was lifting his hips up. I'm not very tall, and I'm not very strong. He just kept telling me, "Stay off it. You gotta stay off it. Don't break the rules." I was just, just hurting myself. Telling me again, "I'm so wet for it, you're so wet for my cock. Be so easy to just slip it in, You better stay off it." And I was really scared. I was really frantic, just anyway, he finally let me go. He's hard. Fell down on the ground, at his feet, and he told me to get up and suck it. And I was really angry, and I said, No, just give me a minute. That was not cool. Got up, picked me up off the floor, dragged me into his bedroom. And he was pretty angry too. I'm gonna turn this on now. Threw me down on his bed, on my stomach. Okay, hang on. That's really loud. I'm sorry. He threw me down on his bed. On my stomach, and he got right on top of me, like immediately, just so I couldn't even think. And he had both my hands, both my wrists, I guess, with one of his hands. He was very good at very good at restraining people quickly. He told me it was because, you know, they had to deal with people who were on drugs and, sometimes people who are resistant. He was used to dealing with big, strong men who were just high as a kite. He could handle me. So he had my hands, both my hands, both my wrists with one hand, and his whole body against me, and his cock out. Gonna rape my cunt and come inside me. Shoved his cock into my ass all at once. I was really fighting him. I mean, it wasn't. I was glad he wasn't. Did not want. He went in dry and all the way, just all the way at once, just taking me. He was gonna have something. He was gonna take something that day. And I was yelling, and I was shrieking, and I remember the window was open. This is what I get for teasing him. This is what I get for being a brat. And I just have to wait. I just have to wait until he's finished. There's nothing else I can do. And almost as soon as I had that thought, just leaned in and laughed in my ear, called me a whore. And he kept slamming into me. Oh, God. Fuck. And it wasn't long after that that he came to. He held me down. Held me down and shoved it in deep when he came. When he was finished, I tried to stay angry at him, you know, I really tried, but he just wouldn't look at me and smile, you know. Every now and then, we'd see him at events and things after, you know, be there with my husband. And he'd just give me the same look, the same little smile.